a word for you from Daniel chapter 2 verses 34 and 35. As you looked, a stone was cut out by no human hand, and it struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold all together were broken in pieces and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them could be found. I've read half of verse 35. Next time we can look at the final power of this little stone which then rocked the world. Now, this is about the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar. He saw this great statue, and he knew it was significant. He called all the enchanters, the magicians, the astrologers. In other words, the men who usually did the interpreting for him, and they could not do it. And he threatened them with death. But through Daniel, their lives were saved. Through the gospel, you can spread it to those who are headed for destruction. Now, this stone, as we looked at last time, cut out of the mountain without any human hand. It was self-propelled. It had a life of its own. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. This little stone, born as a baby in a manger, but who became the King of Kings. Now, the Son of God didn't begin to exist when he was born. He has always been part of the Trinity. The Lord Jesus Christ is both fully God and now fully man. And this little stone, insignificant, despised, it struck the image and broke it in pieces. And all these materials, even the valuable ones, became as nothing. In Psalm 2, when it speaks about the nations raging and the kings of the earth setting themselves together, the rulers taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us." Then it says, "He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision." In verse 9 of the second psalm it says, "You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." You see, even King Nebuchadnezzar was to be broken in pieces. Even his kingdom, which was, you could say, covering the whole entire known world at the time. And after him, the next kingdom, and the next kingdom, and the next kingdom. But our Lord Jesus Christ, though born just as a little baby, he was the one. He is the one whose kingdom shall know no end, and who pulverizes all these different materials of the statue, and his kingdom is forevermore. Are you part of it?